Welcome to the show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Richard.
Trey.
I'm Brandon.
We're not here to be right. And so first thing I guess we want to talk about is we all started watching Tower of God together, same time. And so first thoughts and impression, everyone, or I'm going to go last. So Brandon or Trey, you speak first. I kind of want to hear Trey first. Since you have like no, you're like the newest to anime.
It was fire. The music was fire.
Yeah.
The whole way through. I like that it was like, it came in, it was super dramatic when it needed to be. And the intro, it was just dope. Like the music was fire the whole way around. And I liked like the animation style. I don't know if it's because it's older or if it actually is older.
Bro, that shit came out last year.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
That shit is like brand new. It just looks different from most animes, though. Yeah, I know what
like
you mean.
That a lot.
Yeah. Very unique art style, stylistic to as hell.
Yeah.
I think that's what I like most about it. Is it is different with the art style. Like, I like different. You know, like like Mob Psycho. Like that's totally different art style. Like I like. I feel like it's too many animes are like they look the same. So I like that it was different with that. I like how the first episode didn't really give much information on anything, which I expected, you know, just the basics.
Nigga, we got no information.
This is where they're going in this tower. We don't know who any of these people are.
Bro, like, so I have so many questions. Nigga, where were they? Where is the tower? Like, these niggas were running in a cat. It looked like a cave. And this nigga tackles her, and then that big ass, like the music swells and she fucking turns into like ethereal light butterflies and disappears in this nigga's hands. Yep. But he what the hell? Yeah, and then like she found him in another cave. So I'm just very, I want to know what's up.
And like, the reasoning behind her wanting to go in the tower just for the stars. I'm like, bitch, are you serious? Like that's.
But that's what I'm saying, though. Like, what if they come from a place that has no night? Or it's like they live perpetually underground.
I mean, homeboy was trapped in a cave or something.
Yeah, bro. That nigga was like 5 when she found him. She was ridiculous. That nigga ever had a haircut before somehow.
What's the main character's name again? Like, how do you...
Bam.
Or Bomb? Yeah,
Bomb. I call him Bam. It's probably they probably pronounce it Bomb, but ain't nobody doing that.
Yeah,
ain't nobody, nigga. It's BAM, and I'm American. I'm not changing my ways.
We already know
nothing.
What his power is. His power is just to be the pussy charmer. Apparently.
Oh yeah, no. Meta princess didn't even speak the language. 10 seconds and talk. Yo, yeah, you can take my car.
Yeah, fuck it, take my car.
Yo, yeah. This nigga's like, you know, that's forbidden. You cannot give that nigga your weapon. Man, shut up.
She even told him, like, oh, I think he's kind of, if you were to back me against the wall, I think he's attractive too. Bitch, no one asked you that. No,
right. Everyone in the room was like, yo, this bitch is criminally horny. What the fuck? But, yeah, man. Oh, speaking of being criminally horny. So I don't know. I was conflicted about how this nigga felt about Rachel. The way that she found that nigga at Lake. I said 5, but he could have been 8. He just looked mad young. It seemed maternal almost. If that nigga is actually in love with her, I'm like, yeah, nigga, that's a little weird.
Yeah, that's what it seemed like from the way he was talking about her.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely in love with her.
Man, I do not like that. That shit is just...
All of us had an older woman that we were in love with when we were a kid.
Nigga, all the time.
She was 12 and we were 8, or she was 16 and we were 8.
I'm not about to go through a whole tower of bullshit just to chase this person down. Like, that's where I draw the line.
But the intro said,
I know,
it's the story of him chasing her. He could catch up to her by the 5th fucking floor. That nigga was fast as shit. Yeah, he ran down on her.
By the time he tries to reach up to her, doesn't even know.
We won't know. That's the other thing, too. Like, we don't know how dark this anime will go. It could just be, oh, yeah, he gets to the top and she's dead. Because it did say, this is the beginning and their end.
Like, once you start, you can't, like, get off, right? Like, you can't go back.
Don't think they answered, but I feel like once you're in the tower, you can't leave the tower. I mean, maybe Bam, whatever the fuck his name is, Ken, because he's in, she calls him an irregular. He entered the tower on his own. So I'm sure like that's the equivalent of being like the Avatar or the chosen one. You know what I mean? Like, nigga breaks the rules. I'm sure he because he came in of his own free will, it seemed like the tower chooses people. And he was just like you said, he's running down ch chasing some pussies. So he probably like knocked the door down and ran in that shit fast as hell. You notice how he took off running as soon as he was like, yeah, maybe she's on the next floor, but you're gonna have to fight that giant eel in that pit.
And he was
And
like,
that
"Bet."
nigga started running, no weapon in hand, just started running full speed at the fucking cage. Like, bro, he it's crazy. That nigga probably same
All that
speed.
he had to ask for the grant, the power. Like she was like,
Oh,
you're cute, so yeah, I'll
yeah,
do
bro. I forgot.
it.
Bro, I swear to God, every female character except
Was
for the
probably the
one that
funny
he was
part.
into was like, yo, this nigga's cute as hell. What the fuck?
That was the funny part. It was when homegirl was like, wait, I asked her about 1,000 times and she refused. And she only like men. And she's like, yes, so get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Nigga, get to stepping. I'm with this nigga now. Yeah, you should have never gave the weapon over because
You
it's
caught me
over.
red-handed, you know, you figured me out.
You caught me, bitch. Like, yeah. But I'm happy with the show. I liked it. Yeah, no.
Good first episode. I like it. I like where it's like it's I'm definitely intrigued.
Anything, I don't know. I like that whole tower, the name alone, Tower of God, and just like they were like, yeah, for niggas who reach the top, you become essentially a god and you get to see the stars and all this other shit. All I'm thinking about now is what the fuck is at the top of the goddamn tower? I mean, I want to know who else has climbed to the tower because if we know that that's what happens when you get to the top, that means someone else has to have done it, right? Or
Yeah.
maybe I'm thinking too hard about this.
And also the what's the dude's name? The gatekeeper or the guide or whatever the hell?
Hidan, I think, because it, I might be pronouncing it wrong, but when I read it in the subtitles, it reminded me of that nigga from the Akatsuki in Naruto. So I've been pronouncing it Hidan.
Man,
So,
that was Master Splinter.
Matt, he was, yeah, rat looking bunny rabbit. He looked like, he gave me bunny rabbit. I didn't
He's
get
gonna be
rat.
the final boss or one of the.
He
I feel like
seems.
he's gonna have to square up with him at some point. I don't trust this nigga.
I do not trust him either, bro. Also, he clapped that fish, that eel. He was
Easily.
just like, he pointed his wand, boom, exploded. I could have killed that shit whenever. I just want to make these niggas sweat, make it seem like that nigga could have gotten eaten at any moment. Who knows? Maybe he would have let him get eaten because he is an irregular.
Don't look like he cared. It's just he's just doing his job.
Yeah, man. It was just like, man, nigga, if this nigga dies, he dies. And nigga, I'm the test holder. Niggas are supposed to die. Niggas who aren't worthy
It
don't go
also
up
seemed
from
like
here.
he had some insight into who that nigga was. Because when he ran at the eel when he got swallowed up, he was like, nah, he did exactly what he was supposed to do.
You're right. You're
He was
right.
like,
He
he has to
definitely.
embrace the death.
He probably does know some shit about that. But then again, like that princess kicked in and was like, I knew you were in a regular. Also, I think they were speaking Korean, which I'm very curious as to what the dub, since like we were watching the dub, what was it in the sub? Like, were these niggas talking in?
English.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Like, you think these niggas are just like, hey, just start. I know we're Korean, but just make them niggas talk Japanese until that nigga gives them the bubble, the pocket to train. Also, which is gonna be hella clutch, is that he has an invisible universal translator next to him the entire time, so you don't have to ever worry about language barriers.
Which is, I like that part. I like how they explain, like, that's like the only thing they really explained or gave a tutorial on.
Yeah, they were like, oh yeah, everyone gets these when you come in the tower. And I don't even know if they said that. I think that nigga gave him one.
Yeah, he just straight up gave him one and just told him what to do.
Yeah. He got blessed though. Because no bullshit. He got a crazy powerful weapon. and a free pocket at the beginning of the level of his story. So he's set. If that weapon is as strong as it looked, who knows? He might clear shit up. The other thing too that was crazy is that nigga really didn't ask a single goddamn question. That entire story. That nigga was like,
I'm like, I know it's anime. I understand. Yep. I understand the whole premise of the show. But I just always have to look at it as if I was in that situation. I'm asking 1,000 questions. Who are you? Where am I? What is this? Like, and he just didn't give a fuck about any of that.
No, did not give a fuck about his entire situation. The nigga was like, Where's Rachel? Where's Rachel? Yo, Hidan, nigga, tell me where she's at. I know she came through. This is the test floor. You had to have seen her. Anyway, I don't know.
He wasn't even like freaked out by the way, the appearance of everything, the monster and anything. Like, so I'm like, what kind of world is this?
That nigga acting like Rachel's the only person he ever met. Sees a 5-foot talking rat, and was just like, where's Rachel? Assumed that nigga could understand him.
Nigga went straight full Batman mode, nigga.
Oh my god. He was like, bro, that's the other thing too. He's like, how do you know that nigga was telling the truth? How do you know that nigga was just like, oh no, you could have just taken the stairs at the other side of the room.
Word. Or Rachel came in and then she just dipped. It wasn't for her. So she left.
There's actually an elevator we got installed. It's only though for niggas that, you know, like are smart enough to not believe me. And just start, the number of people I just made run into that eel's fucking cage is ridiculous.
And it was only supposed to be a fish tank. It was there just for decoration.
Yeah, that shit is just, I was supposed to point niggas to the stairs, and I started thought it'd be funny if I started telling them you gotta go swim with the eel. That shit crazy though. But yeah, I'm glad we're starting an anime together, and We'll have more to say next episode, next week. And
but wait, I got another question before we switch gears. The second test, did that make sense to any of y'all? Because that's
like, Fortnite.
But yeah, that's what it seemed like.
That's the why.
Yeah, Battle Royale. That's what I heard. And niggas were dropping, bro. That nigga was about to get. Actually, I'm glad you brought that up, because that nigga was about to get stabbed, and someone turned him into a pincushion. And it was the funniest thing to me, because it was like, haha, I'm gonna stab you, Archer.
Three in the like heart.
Sword got defeated by bow and arrow. Bow and arrow got defeated by gun.
A sniper.
Bro, then he was like,
sniper just got manhandled. Like
Call of Duty
was behind him.
Yeah, by a crocodile. By King Shark.
And then didn't somebody have like a similar weapon to the main character? They showed somebody else's sword for a second, and it had like the same logo.
The alligator nigga was like, yo, I'm sensing something. That lizard girl, her, the weapon. And another one over here. Yeah, this one, I'm gonna go for this nigga. Which means either he said that nigga is food, and he was like, nah, he looks like a victim. That lizard girl was like, actually, I just watched her clean down 3 niggas at the same time, so I might actually go for that nigga who's crying, knees shaking. But they definitely had the same logo. I did notice that, them 3 little eyes.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure they'll explain why niggas can sense their weapons. Also, that one nigga with the super briefcase, that nigga was blocking swords with that shit, unscuffed. Undamaged.
Yeah, just to pull out his own sword.
Nigga stabbed him with a kitchen knife.
I mean, and he was wearing a suit, right?
Yeah, nigga had I don't know if he had a blazer on, but he definitely had a shirt and a tie.
Probably had. For some reason, when I see characters in like Reagan from Mob Psycho or Hunter with
Leorio,
like I for some reason I find that shit cold as hell.
Yep.
If you could fucking square up and like go crazy on with some hard bottoms on and a suit, like I fuck with that.
I do too. The only thing though is either you're pure evil or you're a good guy. Like there's only
2 options.
Because like Hunter, you got one side of the spectrum, Leorio, nigga's a doctor. Other side of the spectrum is the rat guy from the Zodiacs at the end of Hunter x Hunter. Parsley? Paraffin. Whatever his name is. The nigga who was just trolling the entire Hunter Association. He was like, oh yeah, by the way, I was the one who released the Chimera Ants.
Oh yeah, that nigga was, he chose violence.
Bro, that nigga was like, oh yeah, I'd be fucking with niggas. Yeah, yeah, I killed like 3,000 people by doing that one thing alone. Just cause.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got the director killed. All that shit, that was me.
That yeah. Shit was hella frustrating.
And actually, I lied. It's the suit with the smiling. If you are happy ass nigga and you wear a suit, you're evil. But if you're an angry ass nigga in a suit or you're just kind of like over it, it's like you're actually probably a good guy.
Yeah.
Niggas that are smiling in suits are always evil in anime. And if you gotta
especially if they're overly nice, like yeah, you gotta hit.
Yeah, them. Yeah, exactly. The niggas are smiling, get away, leave the room. That nigga about to body everybody. He's on edge.
But all in all, first episode, 1 out of 10, we are ranking it.
Out of 10. It's only the first episode. I'll give it a 8. I thought it was really good. Like Trey said, the music was fire. I really liked the art style.
Yeah, I disagree with him. I didn't really fuck with the music like that.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't. It was cool, but it wasn't like, I don't know. I just wasn't fucking with it.
Wasn't mind-blowing, just, it was okay.
And, you know, to preface that comment, I should have said this before. I've been binge-watching all of Jujutsu Kaisen, so maybe that's why.
Oh, yeah.
The music on that is fucking amazing. So I was, like, expecting something to that level. And yeah.
Jujutsu Kaisen will do that, too, because that shit got music, animation, story, characters. So it was really, like, I'm not trying to say like Tower God's ass, but like when you go from that to that, it's just
it's hard.
It's a stark difference.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. The music did what it needed to. Like in certain moments, it needed to be.
I agree epic. With that. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's why I say like 8 out of 10. If the music was like, I don't know. Like for me, what got a 10 out of 10 was like the first episode of ReZero. Cause like
nigga,
the opening song banged, ending song banged, all the music in between, everything that happened in between, fire.
Even a opening song on the first episode of ReZero? It was like straight, like they went straight right into it, I feel like.
You're probably right, and we probably didn't hear the opening until the second episode. But ReZero will be fucking me up because them niggas really just, they'll be like, you know what? Fucking opening this week. We're not doing it.
That's fine. I'm with that.
We actually especially need those the extra episode 2 minutes.
Ended on like a crazy cliffhanger. It's like, yeah. Let's get right into it.
The meme be like, you know what? Fuck it. We need them 2 minutes. We're gonna throw the and then we're like, fuck the ending too. You're not getting the end credits, nigga. We're just gonna throw on the beat in the background and on low.
On low, yeah.
On low with the credits on top of everything that's still going on. So like you gotta a lot of clutter on screen. Niggas are giving their final speeches. It was created by Hanto Watanabe, and it was like music by across the screen and shit. They really need them extra minutes though.
But I gave it a 7.5.
7.5, okay.
Solid. Awesome.
Yeah. What about you, Trey? You're a newbie, so.
I know I don't have that much points of reference.
I know, but that's fine. Like so I think would make me care more about your opinion since you have no point of reference.
I'm comfortable giving it like a 8 out of 10, only because they didn't. And you know, granted, they're not supposed to. Like, there's only so much time. There's so many things that I still don't understand.
Yeah, I they didn't take a second to explain a single thing.
Yeah.
Which I kind of like about animes that do that. If you spend too much time expositioning or there's a narrator telling me everything,
yeah.
I'm going to just tune out. I'm going to drone off. I'm going to drift.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just got to go, go, go. And niggas, either you're paying attention and you pick up on it mm-hmm. or you don't. Or we'll explain it in 2 or 3 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And then it all makes sense. But yeah.
And for people who don't know, I don't know if we explained this, but when it comes to anime, Rich has watched damn near everything, reads everything, all that shit. I'm new. I've been watching, like Rich got me on to some animes last year, and I've been going through as many as I can, as fast as I can since then. And then you have Trey, who's new to it, so you're going to get three different perspectives, three different viewpoints on it. So,
yes, sir.
But so far, so good. I like this. I'm actually excited to keep watching this.
And I just need to clarify, I haven't watched everything, just everything shonen. Because if you ask me about, like, a slice of life show, I probably have not seen that shit. I'm going to be honest. If you ask me about some romantic comedy or horror anime, 50-50, actually.
I'll just say, like, you
50-50 on those ones.
You watch the shows that give the most pain to the viewer. That's
yeah, your yeah. Listen, actually, speaking of pain, I got a show that we could watch after. Fire, it's horrible. Yo,
pain. How do you find new anime? Do you just try shit out? Do you get a lot of recommendations?
So I follow a couple YouTube channels, and sometimes they'll throw out recommendations, but those are iffy because sometimes they be recommending me shit I know I don't like. From a genre, I'm like, man, fuck this. I know I'm not going to watch that shit. And then, like, sometimes I'll find something in there that I'm like, oh, that looks good. Other times, it's just I'd be scrolling through Crunchyroll, and I see something, and I'm like, all right, time to watch 4 to 5 episodes to figure out if I like this. And then that's it.
Yeah, there's really a fucking crapshoot for most of these damn things. Like,
bro, Odd Taxi was one of the ones that I got recommended off of a YouTube channel. And it wasn't even a strong recommendation. They were just like, it was like, the video I think was called like Winter Anime 2021. And it was like, yeah, so this is what's coming out this season. They were like, Odd Taxi looks interesting. It's about an anthropomorphic taxi cab driver. He's a walrus. He drives a taxi. And it's easily one of my favorite animes I've seen this year. And I've seen Jujutsu Kaisen and Attack on Titan this year. So
that's high praise. You even tell me to watch that too. I've been 13 episodes. On all anime. So
13 episodes. It's easy.
Easy? All right, bet.
Easy. Actually, the easiest anime I watched this year was Castlevania on Netflix.
You watched it? I didn't think you would like that.
Oh, yeah. I watched season one, and then I just didn't watch seasons two or three when they dropped. And then I just decided, hey, fuck it. I'll just watch these. And then I watched seasons two and three in a weekend.
Oh, that easy. Okay.
Yeah, bro. Like, this shit is, nigga, you could be doing something around the room and still, because like, it really don't. It's not a show that requires too much brain power, especially since like I've played a Castlevania game or two. I'm not completely clueless on what's going on since it's a show based off of a video game. It'll be like, okay, yeah. And then they go, yep, okay. Yeah, yeah. And then they go, all right. Yep. That all makes sense. That tracks. Of course, they introduce some anime original characters, which are pretty funny, but, you know, maybe we'll have that. I don't know. I've seen it already, but I'll watch it again. I don't give a fuck. We do that one for one. But let's talk about the other thing that we started as a group, that we started reading. The Eternals. So for people who aren't, you haven't finished it. All right,
I'm sorry,
man. Fuck it. It's all right. It's all right. Let me just pull it up. Cause listen, this is the thing. It's just the first issue. We only read the first issue. But for those who don't know, the Eternals are some superheroes from the Marvel universe. They're not popular at all, and but they're getting their own movie. They're getting brought into the MCU. And so we decided, you know, with the movie around the corner, we
I said, we're going to put them on.
Exactly. We're going to put them on, a little bit more attention their way. So let me just see here. All right. So the Eternals are thousands of years old. They have amazing powers. And they have watched civilizations rise and fall. So why does no one remember any of this? Best-selling author Neil Gaiman. But yeah, it's just pretty much. I really don't know what to describe it except for like. I don't even like this comparison, but like think about it. Like they're vampires. They've just been around for millennia. and they just all have amnesia. That was the first issue, pretty much.
Yeah.
Niggas were just having flashbacks and remembering shit, trying to piece together their lives. And it also talked about the Celestials. So for niggas that don't know, Celestials are the...
Those are like the Titans, right?
Yeah, so Galactus is a Celestial.
Yeah.
Star-Lord's dad is a Celestial. These niggas are like shapers and movers of Earths and planets and all of reality. Like, godlike beings. And a single Celestial could destroy the Earth with a wish, if it just deemed it so. Mm-hmm. So and they were made by the Celestials too, which is another thing that they included in there. But it's just a chill first chapter, nothing too crazy. I'm not gonna lie though, I got hooked, and with my job, I get to ride passengers sometimes in a car. So I was just reading while someone else was driving. And I actually was able to finish the entire 06 and 08 run. So I'm a little ahead. I kind of jumped the gun. I got no self-control when it comes to reading shit. So yeah, but I'm excited to see where it goes. What did you guys think? Or Trey, I know Brandon. Brandon, what did you think of what you read? And Trey, what did you think? Don't both talk at once now.
I fuck with it. Like the first, I didn't think I would, to be honest with you, when I first started reading it, but it's going to be interesting to see how Marvel does the movie based on like the fact that they've always been there the entire time.
Yeah.
And how they, just to explain exactly where they were, why didn't they intervene, stuff like that. Like,
great point, actually, now that you say that. You think we're going to saw so slavery things, happening, right? And we're just like, I don't think I'm going to stop this.
Yeah, like when Thanos pulled up, they just still like sat on the sideline. I don't understand why they mm-hmm. wouldn't assist with that.
Huh.
They had the same mindset as Wakanda. It was like, it's not our fight.
That's actually an amazing point. Oh, I think I know why. But I can't spoil it.
Because you finished the whole damn thing.
Because I finished the whole goddamn thing.
They're Eternals. They weren't going to be affected.
Yeah, they're Eternals. Like, literally, they're Eternal.
Suckers.
Yeah. That's all I can say. But what part had me fucked up, though? I don't even know. Trey, what did you think, man?
I think it was a good introduction. It left me wanting to move on and read some more.
Oh! Okay, go ahead. Yep. You reminded me of something.
I don't have too much of an opinion yet. I feel like I got to read a couple more issues before I can really say.
Heard you. So the one thing I do want to also notice that, just point out, I noticed it was super 2006. This comic book was written in 06, and I could tell. Maybe it was even set a couple years before 2006. I don't think they ever gave a year or a date. Because, of course, not Marvel. You can't have a cohesive timeline. Everyone can map it out, because then they'd be like, hey, my nigga, where the fuck were you when Captain America got shot? The fuck happened? Where were you? What were you doing?
So many things could have been avoided if they would have intervened. But like you said, like, there wasn't their fight. They weren't trying to intervene.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at this moment in time, all these niggas got amnesia. So who knows why they have amnesia? Because all these niggas were like, the very first nigga was like, yeah, man, I've been having these weird dreams. Like, he's like, yeah, I'm a hospital intern, and I've been having these weird dreams where I'm fighting demons and Celestials are in the background. And yeah, then I go wake up and then just go do my job. But what the fuck happened? It's just one of the girls, the main girls, her job is, she is a party planner.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Niggas are talking about websites like, oh yeah, we're just gonna go to sadiesparties.com. And I'm just like, big 2006 energy. Niggas is just now realizing the power of the internet. Also, it's 2006, so the entire housing market hasn't collapsed yet. So everything is still riding pretty high in terms of everyone's optimism. No one's ever just, I don't know, it doesn't feel as cynical, if that makes sense. But that's just me. Given the choice, are you guys, would you guys be Eternals?
Hell no.
No?
The idea of living forever is something I'm not.
Nigga biased as hell. You just finished watching the Demon Slayer movie.
That is true, but that's not, I wasn't bringing that into consideration. But that is also, yeah, I don't want to live forever. That shit is terrible.
I mean, given the choice, nigga, like, yeah, you could be Eternal. Like, man.
Also, I don't know if anyone has seen Jungle Cruise yet, but that has some of that in there as well. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not interested in living
forever
and seeing all my loved ones and everyone die and I'm still in perfect good health. Like, no.
See, I take that deal. Then again, like, I don't know. It depends. It'd have to be one of those conditions where, like, I can just clock out whenever I want. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, you're eternal. But if you kill yourself, then yeah, you'll stay dead. Like, if you just decide, yeah, no, I'm done with this, I could just opt out. That'd be straight. But if it's a permanent thing.
Yeah, there has to, I gotta see the paperwork. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Where's the terms and service of this? I don't know. Do you guys know anything about DC and the New Gods?
No.
All right, fuck. Then I don't even want to bring it up because, like, I'm really OD about comic books. Like, so the other thing that I still like the Eternals, but I do still feel like they're somewhat of a knockoff of DC's New Gods. So Darkseid is a new god. His son and all his people, new gods. And we only, I guess everyone knows Darkseid, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
His crew is a little, Stephen Wolf is his general. He's a new god. They've all been getting introduced more and more, but we never see their opposing side. Like, Darkseid has a natural enemy. His name is Highfather. And he has a whole bunch of other new gods that are good. And that's what it felt like. I felt like I was reading a story of those niggas, but it was a Marvel version. But Marvel and DC have been biting each other for years. Namor, Aquaman. Holy shit. Dr. Fate, Dr. Strange. Who the fuck else is there? I wouldn't say Iron Man and Batman are necessarily biting off each other, but billionaire, playboy, philanthropist.
There's a lot of similarities.
Exactly. Ooh. Goddamn. Shit. But, yeah, man, you know, check in with us next week. We be watching and reading shit, and, you know, if you want to read along with us, you know, join the wave. Mm-hmm. But, what else happen, fellas? Anything else we want to talk about from this week? Not related to those.
Well, just I know that we all, I don't know if you watched the entire interview, but the Tyler, the creator interview on Power One of, was it 97?
Yeah. 97. I'm gonna let you niggas know you caught me. I only listened to 15 minutes of that shit.
That shit was long.
It was like 2 hours, bro.
Yeah.
And I was just like,
dirty, but it was some good stuff. Good content.
Yeah. I was tuned. I was like focused the whole time.
See, I was not. Maybe I need to be in the right state of mind. Maybe I need to go on a long drive and just listen to that shit.
Yeah, that's when I watched it. I was driving.
That's gonna be the move then, because what I like to, I mean, I saw like one clip where he was saying that niggas didn't think he was going to make it, which I feel like is unfair for him to say, because I don't think anyone doubted the Tyler, the Creator, could make it. They didn't think he would make it if that nigga kept rapping about raping dead bodies. That nigga was really like saying some outlandish shit. Mm-hmm. And it works for only so long.
Yeah, but part of what he said in the interview too was, you know, for the niggas that watched the whole interview, mm-hmm. was he said the people, like, basically the whole theme of the interview was nobody's wrong. Everybody has a different point of reference. Everybody just understands and takes things differently. And so what he was saying was, even when they started out and they were young and immature and all over the place, mm-hmm. the pieces of who he is now were always there. Like, they were, when they were saying crazy shit, the music was still there. Like, mm-hmm. the way they were putting the music together and structuring,
oh, yeah.
The beats and everything, that was there still. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you were listening for that, then you heard that and you could see that potential in him. But some people got caught up in just the content of what they were saying.
Mm-hmm. And when he dived into that, like, what you listen for in music is different for everybody. Mm-hmm. I feel like that is very important, that just to acknowledge that, because so many, we talk about music all the time. Like, I feel like for the most part, we all are tuned in for the same thing when we listen to a song. But for a lot of people, obviously listen to Tyler, like, they thought the beats were trash, or they thought the lyrics were too much, or mm-hmm. too much was going on in the song. But like, mm-hmm. listening to his last three bodies of work, it's like the best he's ever put out.
Perfect. Three hits.
Like, even if you go into those albums looking for good just transitions in between songs, it has it. If you're looking mm-hmm. for good, like, bars or just straight rap, like, for
the find movie, them.
The Call Me If You Get Lost has a lot of that. Mm-hmm.
Igor's a little light on the bars, I'm going to be honest.
But it didn't need it.
No, it didn't, for what it was. But that's what, you know, throwing in my two cents.
And like, as we get older and music is going to keep changing and evolving, we're probably going to still be looking for the same thing, but they're going to be doing a whole different joint. And it's okay. Like, it's not, I'm never going to hate on some new shit unless it's straight up like everything's trash. Like, I'm not going to.
Unless it's a Coi Leray song.
I don't know who that is, so.
Oh my god. Lucky you. Lucky you. Niggas gonna be listening. We'll be listening to fucking Shug for the 38th time. 548th version of that song. 30 years from now.
Fucking, I don't even want to switch topics yet, but I want to make sure that I shout this shit out.
Yep.
That fucking Young Thug Tiny Desk.
Oh yeah, no, that's on the same. I don't think that's switching topics, but continue.
Masterpiece.
When did that come out?
Like 2-3 weeks ago.
Yeah, nah, I don't even think it's been that long.
Probably so, 1 week, I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah.
It might be 2 weeks this week. But yeah, it's amazing. His new album Punk, I think it's coming out in October. That shit's gonna be beautiful.
Dude, when is Kanye dropping this shit? I know you probably don't
care. Never. Never.
That nigga is just boxing Drake out.
He does this all the time.
Bro, he's at, yo, someone said he was the most divorced person ever. Cause that nigga just been bro, he's been, he moved out. He's living. He don't have his own place to live. The kids can't come visit him on the weekends, nigga, because he has no place for them to stay.
He's doing push-ups and lifting weights just in front of his boys.
Right.
Bro, the amount of this, either is going to be like 808s and heartbreak, but even better, or this is going to be some
nigga.
Speaking, I hope it's not a gospel album. That's the only thing I don't want.
We heard that Jay-Z verse, nigga. What if Kanye just keeps fleecing niggas like this? He's just like, hey, you just got to keep coming to the listening parties.
Right, but the last time he did it, I think, was Life of Pablo, where he like pushed it back like two or three different times. And that shit was one of my favorite albums. So hopefully this is the
same
is
result.
Yeah.
And then what he did with, like, I kind of like what he did with Life of Pablo, where he put it out. And then even after it was out, he made changes to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that was cool.
Even though.
Like, sometimes the shit you put out isn't, you know, what you thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
I wish that happened more. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. I wish that nigga Chance would take back the big day.
Never let that shit go, huh?
You won't bad follow-up album. A really bad follow-up album. It was just like, I used to really be like, yo, Chance is ass, bro. Then I heard Color Book. I was like, damn, I've been wrong for years. Tough.
You didn't like acid rap either?
I went back to acid rap after I listened to Coloring Book. I was like, damn, I might have been wrong for years. And then I went back and heard 10 Day, and I was like, nah, I was right. That nigga was ass. And then he just got good at acid rap. That was definitely his. And then he dropped the Big Day, so he's really shooting 50% from the field in my eyes. But back to Young Thug and to Kanye, I guess. Young Thug has already proven to me that he can step out of hip hop and he'll be fine. Beautiful Thugger Girls is one of my favorite albums.
Like, he didn't have to put out any projects. He could just keep helping with like all the talent that he's helped find, like with Gunna and Baby. He could just keep
What do you mean? You don't want to hear him help Lil Keed? You don't want him to help out fucking Duke Deuce?
Duke Deuce, yes. I do like actually.
You don't want him to him and fucking, oh my god, what's this nigga's name? Not Duke. What the fuck? Oh well, I can't remember. He was on So Much Fun and I can't remember now.
And I don't, do we ever speak on Isaiah's album?
I don't think so. And if we did, I can't remember. But then again, my mind is fried, so.
We've been tripping. We've been sliding. So forgive us if.
Yeah, yeah.
These topics are like past the relevant thing, but I can't stop playing that album, and it's like that and Tyler back to back. I'm very spoiled this year with the albums that, nigga. You know, I've been begging for these two to drop albums, and they finally did in the same year. So I'm just, I can't stop playing it.
Nah, that SZA Black song is fire. I like most of this album.
Yeah.
I want to say I didn't care for What You Said with Imadoche and Cal Banks, but that's just me. But other than that, like,
emphatically, but continue.
No, that was it. Just like, I think that's the only song that, like, from memory, I can be like, I didn't like that song.
Claymore was cool, but I didn't like replay value. It's like whatever for me.
Yeah, that's true. And maybe that's how I feel about that song. Let me look. Who?
I play that song a lot. That shit goes hard.
What You Said?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll give it another listen then.
But obviously anything with SZA on it, I'm gonna be all over it. So, but that song is probably my favorite one off the album.
That score.
Yeah.
Wait, I thought you were saying What You Said.
Well, What You Said is a good song, but Score, I think, is probably one of the better songs on that.
Oh, no, yeah, that's my favorite. That's the best. I also like that Lay With Ya and From the Garden, but that's because I like Duke Deuce and Lil Uzi, so.
Of course.
Those songs
I like From the Garden a lot, and Claymore with Smino.
Yeah, I like Smino and his weird-ass offbeat rapping.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it's called. Is it like scat? When I feel like that's how he raps.
Yeah.
Like, bop, 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 bop.
Yeah.
That's that nigga's float. and I step on the beat. Boop, 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 bop, bop, boop. Sundress and the ooh.
Damn, you just want to do all the songs?
Yeah, I just gave you every Smino song. But he really do got some good songs. Like, I really do like his song Anita He had that song with Big Sean Chance, Living Single, even though they cut his verse on the Spotify version. But if you go on like SoundCloud, it's still there.
He was on Living Single?
Yeah.
That's like the song from a couple years ago, right?
Yeah.
I did not know he was on that.
Yeah, they cut his verse from the single version.
Yeah, I gotta find that.
And then they also put Big Sean, they gave Big Sean his second verse where Smino's verse was.
That's disrespectful.
What the fuck?
Yeah. If you go on YouTube, you can find it.
Which version do you like better?
The Smino version. Fuck Big Sean. And you know, it's not even fuck Big Sean, but it is like, you know, that fuck you Big Sean is like, it comes from a place of, I was a fan at one point, and then he dropped, I think, Hall of Fame. And
Hall of Fame was bad.
Why do we have to keep bringing, like, we don't have to bring up these things. Like, I forgot about it, you know what I'm saying? I got over it.
Bro, like, he was
on purpose, and we keep bringing that shit up.
Bro, that shit was flagrant. Like, that shit was a war crime, honestly, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, Hall of Fame was offensive. That shit was horrible. That shit was bad.
And the fact that it was titled Hall of Fame, it's like, man, this is anything but that. Like, what is this?
Yeah. I also really, 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 really absolutely hate him for making the song I Don't Fuck With You. I think that song is awful. And it really, it has a grip on the United States that is just.
Yeah. I feel like that's one of those songs I only liked because of my age.
Yeah.
If that had come out now, I would fucking, that would have never had a chance.
It's too cheesy of a song.
Yeah.
It is very cheesy. You know what's crazier too? I just pulled up this nigga's
340 on that shit and made it even more cheesy.
Hey, bro, you know what's wilder, too? So I just pulled up his discography. I was literally a fan until 2013 when he dropped Hall of Fame. He won me back over with Dark Sky Paradise and then lost me again on I Decided. And I just said, you know what, nigga? All this flip-flopping, I'm done. You're out of here.
He is inconsistent.
That's one thing I know about Big Sean is he will be inconsistent. That's the only thing he is consistent about.
I think he's better as a featured rapper than making his own shit. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
Probably right.
His best verses are from features.
Yeah, I was going to say his best songs have features. It's never a song, just him solo, I think. Except for My Last. No, Chris Brown was on that. What am I saying? Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's really wild. But, yeah, that
was, Detroit 2 was good though.
I don't listen to Detroit 2 because I cut him off.
You done with him?
I'm done, bro. I'm not doing it.
So he did it again where he went good and then
That's why this nigga
is right. Rapper more with the next project and then be back for the other project because that's gonna be good.
Bro, that's where I'm at with Chance the Rapper. Chance got one strike left. And that's it. If he don't give me a good album, I'm never listening to another album by that nigga again. I will listen to his old shit that I know I like, but no new shit. Fuck out of here.
Also, even though it's still music, so fuck
yeah,
it.
Go ahead. Just
that new Bad Bunny track with Aventura.
Oh, I have that shit bookmarked and I have not listened to it yet. I'm a fraud.
What is wrong with you? What are you waiting for?
Nothing. I've literally just nothing. I haven't hit play on it.
Bro, I'm telling you, this dude is he's probably bigger than Drake at this moment.
Oh, I'd say so. And if you are a Spanish exclusive Spanish speaking artist and niggas in America know you by name, yeah, you're the biggest nigga around. If Americans can't deny that they don't know who you are because you're a Spanish only artist, you're the biggest nigga in the world. In my opinion,
this whole year he's just been running it up on everybody. His tour sold out in like
minutes.
Two minutes, it felt like. He was on SNL, hosted that, or was performing on that, went wrestled
for like a WWE. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
bro,
award shows during quarantine and during all the thick of COVID and shit. And still putting out fire music at the same time.
Yes, I will not deny. Don't understand the look of it, but I'm learning Spanish.
You got Aventura together. You know how long them niggas have been retired?
Years.
Forever. He got them together on the track. Like, what? Like,
yeah, and, man, because
it's a dope song.
The Bad Bunny bag isn't quiet. That's a lot of chatter. Niggas heard the money talking. The shit was too good to be true. They're like, it's Bad Bunny, nigga. And it's us, Aventura. If we got together, nigga, that shit going platinum.
This is him and Romeo Santos would have been just crazy. Just them collabing. Oh, they got the whole squad.
The whole gang. The whole gang. Nigga called up all his cousins. Like, yo, my nigga. I need you. I know you said you don't ever want to work with me again. But this nigga Bad Bunny needs Aventura. Niggas assembled like the fucking Avengers.
I mean, they literally put up the sign in the sky with a bunny and nigga, bullshit.
Nigga, Romeo Santos was on fucking chilling on like a balcony in his fucking penthouse apartment. And Bad Bunny pulled up on that nigga like he's Batman and he had to flip the switch like fucking Commissioner Gordon calling Aventura to assemble.
Ugh. Nigga's a star, man.
Good for him.
I don't know anything. I mean, I thank God Athena knows Spanish because she be breaking down the lyrics for me. I'm like, I love this shit even more. At the time, I'm like, I don't know what the fuck this nigga's saying, but he be saying some shit, man.
One of my favorite songs.
My girl, she be translating.
Just exactly. That's what you, Rich. You gotta. I know you know a little Spanish, right, Rich?
A little bit. I don't know. I do be knowing some of the shit that he be saying on his song. Like one of my favorite songs by him, I know, is about honestly, I don't know the full meaning, but I just know that it's about how you say you love me and I say you love you, and shit is just tough, but like you love it when we fuck. Like that's the hook. Mm-hmm. This shit is just like always some nasty ass shit, but Spanish niggas been that way, so that wasn't the surprising part.
Yeah, this shit is fire.
Nasty Hours, Bad Bunny. Damn. Oh, wait. Sorry to jump back to Kanye, but I was listening to My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Oh, great album.
Absolutely amazing album. And it made me think about this nigga. And that's an album that has amazing production. Mm-hmm. Like, I never go to a Kanye album expecting lyrics, but that one has some really good verses on it.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he was rapping his ass off on that. Yeah. Well, so
was putting in some work, some crazy hours because he was spitting on that shit.
Wait, you said Kid Cudi was putting in a lot of hours?
No, whoever wrote for that shit, probably.
Oh yeah, probably Kid Cudi. That nigga was working overtime.
And meanwhile, all Kid Cudi does is just hum on the shit, and it just sounds amazing.
Mm-hmm. Nah, that song gorgeous. I know that shit almost word for word. That shit is crazy. That's
the first song I thought about when you said that album.
Gorgeous, all of the lights. I don't care. It's a commercial hit, but like that song is crazy.
Like 3 years for him to make.
Mm-hmm. And then the interlude into it is also wild. You need the whole experience.
I can't play the song without playing the interlude. I have to play it both to get that whole aesthetic, that whole feeling.
What is it? Devil in a New Dress. What is it? Is it Miss America? Who's on?
Lost
in America.
Lost in the world, but at the end he says who was. Oh no, I think it's two different tracks. Who will survive?
Who will survive in America is another track. That's the one I was. Yeah, that one's a banger too.
Yeah,
Lost in the World is okay, to be honest. Really good production, just not my favorite. Runaway is also on that album, but honestly, I think that's overhyped. It's not my favorite, but
I listened to that whole shit without stopping. the ding. Ding, like all of that shit.
Because when that beat dropped,
albums ever.
When that beat drop, bro. All
right, so I think that we should at some point make a. We're gonna sound hella biased right now if I say this, but we should make a album. You mentioned this, Brandon, like a tournament bracket style, like March Madness of albums. Do Kanye, probably do Tyler the Creator. I feel like we could do Young Thug too.
We pretty much have like similar tastes in music for the mm-hmm. most part. So even if you have some sleeper albums, that we have to go and listen to.
I just break down. We have similar tastes, but I feel like we're all going to end somewhere differently. Like, yeah, if we did, if we do, like, for example, a Tyler the Creator bracket, I will be hardcore, but I'll be busting my ass to make sure the Flower Boy wins. That I will be.
I think that'll be a unanimous choice. I'm saying so? Like multiple art. Yeah, I'll pick Flower Boy.
Oh, like, you think multiple artists, like we throw in like a Kanye, Tyler, like
it's pretty Uzi obvious
fucking
one. So
got you.
Like, if we do a Tyler one, I feel like you, even if I disagree, you and Trey are both going to say Flower Boy. So like, what's the point? And I already know that.
Mm-hmm. Trey, what would you say is Kanye, Tyler the Creator's best album?
I think it's Flower Boy, but I think Call Me If You Get Lost is like,
give it some time. It's
gonna the potential. Yeah.
I don't hear you. But I would love to. I would want to see an Uzi thrown in there because, but again, I'm biased.
Yeah, of course.
I'll sell out and just be pushing the Uzi agenda the entire bracket. I was like, listen. And I'll cheat too because I'm gonna put in the Eternal Take Deluxe Edition, which is actually two albums in one.
It is a whole separate album.
Yeah, it is a whole separate album.
Nigga, again, I love Uzi.
Like how I envision it is we just, you know, brainstorm maybe like 16 joints, 16 different albums.
16 albums.
That's how like the list, whatever, but that's like how the March Madness tournament shit works. And then we just make a random matchup.
Question though. We gotta know though, how many artists albums are we allowing from artists? Like
this depends. Is that fucking good? Like if you put Flower Boy and Igor or like Flower Boy and Call Me If You Get Lost, I'm okay with it.
Or if I put like Love Is Rage 2 and Little Uzi Vert versus the World.
That's fine.
I feel like we should limit it to two an artist if we do this.
Yeah, two an artist I think is the right call. But yeah, then we just go through the matchups. We all speak on it. Vote majority gets the album to the next round and just keep going like that.
We should also probably make a tier list. I think that would be dope too.
Yeah.
Do that live for the next show. Just things to think about.
Live, that's all.
Live, should we save this for offline? Probably, but we're not professionals. We're not here to be right, nigga. There's no blueprint that we follow, nigga. This is real podcast, right. Straight from the gutter, straight from the street, uncut, no producers.
This nigga Brandon looked like he got a freestyle coming too.
Nigga, Brandon is in the studio right now, bro, like with the flashing lights. Yeah, bro.
Oh, I do this like all the time.
Nigga ready to go crazy.
But I have a studio vibe in my apartment, bro. You come in here, you just think got hookah, got weed, wherever you need to get your mind.
Your mind right. Nigga, hookah is so lit. I want my own.
Bro, there's like a couple stores out here that just be selling them just right by my crib, so.
Oh, I can get them here too. It's just a matter of like.
I'm saying it's like everywhere now. It's that. Everywhere.
Shit is lit. I went to a hookah bar recently. This shit is dope. They gave me my own little piece. I didn't have to share with nobody. No COVID over here, bro. But
I don't know. And I don't know if I'm new to this shit because I'm not big on hookah. But the hookah etiquette is kind of weird to me. Like, yeah. When you go to a club and get hookah, like niggas feel like you. They could just pull up on you and ask to take a hit of your hookah. I'm like, nigga, I don't even know you. Why would I agree to this? Like, that's happened to me a couple times over here where people are just like, oh, you got a hookah? Like, what's up? Like, you know, how are you? I'm like, now you want to get to, nigga, no, I don't even, get away from me.
Dirty ass mouth, nigga. When's the last time you brushed your teeth, nigga? Show me your tongue. Nah, no bullshit, but that's why.
Young at school.
Bro, that's like why I don't like smoking. Not that I don't like smoking, but like I like the ones that have like the removable tip, and I keep that shit with me.
You have to have that, yeah.
If you don't, nigga, if niggas are all sharing the same hookah, criminals.
And I don't know how to take snaps looking cool, blowing hookah. So I just don't. I just eliminate.
Oh, like, yeah. No, never.
It's just can't. Women got that shit all figured out. They do it all. I can't. I don't look cool enough, I guess.
They practice at home. Unfair to compare. Girls be practicing taking their Instagram pictures, perfect angle and shit. So we were already down. That makes sense.
Yeah.
But on that note, fellas, is there anything else we wanted to clear up, talk about, vibe on, talk on?
Let's see. I fuck with this Young Blue album.
Young Blue.
Homeboy. Yep.
Didn't even hear about that. Let me see here.
It's the nigga that Drake did that feature with. What's it called? Your Mind Still?
Is that the... I'm really bad. So I don't even... I might not even know that one. Oh, Moon Boy.
Yeah, this is the dude.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm looking at it right now. Oh. Came out.
I heard of Drake being featured on some shit, and the nigga who he was rapping with was ass.
Yeah, I didn't listen to it at first, but I heard niggas talking about it because of the RDC video, and then I listened.
Yeah, I heard it before that RDC video. I'm like, yes, I'm glad they made it.
I could believe how bad that shit was.
Bro, Drake got features with so many niggas, and they don't even be charting sometimes, bro. I was listening to a UK nigga who had Drake on a song, and I was just like, I really like this song. But this will never chart because this nigga's British accent. Nigga was like...
Well, my boy was trying to tell me that shit. Like, UK, they got rap, bro. They got some rappers out there. They got some... I can't... I don't know. Maybe I'm just... My ears are just too... I'm just too racist, apparently, to give British rappers a chance. I can't. Yeah.
To be honest, I don't know. I've always felt the same way, but there's one album... Like from a British nigga that I honestly fuck with.
You're gonna say Saint by Blood Orange?
No, it's actually Stormzy.
Oh, Stormy's that nigga that be beating up Adele's cheeks. Album,
but this album, this shit is kind of hard.
Oh yeah, I did see that one.
This shit is kind of hard.
And he does have the accent, and it's like looking for that shit.
An adjustment, but this shit is hard.
Cause I try to listen to one shit and it's like they be using different references, different slang, so I don't even know what the
fuck. Let me see. Yeah, no, like I like a lot of English, not a lot. I like English R&B singers or like kind of like they're fine. Like Blood Orange, he's British.
I love Blood Orange. I didn't even know he was British.
Yeah, he's British, but you won't know because he be singing. Which and the niggas lose their accents when they sing. Niggas be they be rapping in the Queen's English and shit. Yeah, what the fuck? Niggas be talking about. I always think of that. Wait, the what?
This is Blood Orange.
Yep. Saint is I believe the name of the album or something like that. That nigga's how.
There's Angel's Pulse.
Ooh, blood on the leaves. Hold on. Oh wow, it's Negro Swan. That's the name of the fucking album.
So I just clicked on his most recent album. Mm-hmm. You know how they have like the little descriptions on Apple Music?
Yep.
First sentence says, "If you haven't listened to Blood Orange's 2018 album, Negro Swan, start there."
Yeah. No, that's fair. I also be who's a new little artist? Sam Henshaw. I started listening to this nigga the other day. Nice little R&B kind of vibe. But then again, I'm an R&B ass nigga, so I love that shit. I'm unfair to ask and talk about this subject.
Also, I'm starting to GoFundMe for Tyler the Creator tickets because them shits cost way too fucking much.
Yeah.
Need to see that.
He has like a concert in like what is it, Waltham, Mass?
Yeah. I think it's in Worcester.
Yeah.
I feel like he's picking smaller, obviously like smaller venue locations.
Bro, I
love that idea.
But he's still putting it up on the ticket prices. Ticket, I looked up tickets, bro. They were $368.
No way.
For one ticket.
Nigga, no shot. I'm looking up the fucking... I'm not going to lie. He said them tickets was on sale, and I clicked the link he dropped, and that shit just brought me to his website.
Yeah, that's where he's
at. That shit makes sense. Like, I feel like the bigger venues that could fit mad people in, like, I feel like those ticket prices should be cheaper and the smaller venues should be more expensive because it's more of like an intimate, like, you're right.
Exactly, like,
went to a Schoolboy Q concert back in when we went in college and we
were 2016.
We were literally right next to this dude. I would have paid that type of money just to have that type of experience. That was probably one of the best concerts I've ever been to. And I've been to like summer jams and all that shit. That the energy that was in that little venue was probably better than any other venue I've been
to. It was wild. That was a wild ass show. I'm not even gonna lie to you.
I thought the balcony was gonna collapse. That's how like I could feel everyone jumping from the top deck, and it felt like that shit was about to break. And on some Final Destination shit. Like I was really worried at one point. Niggas were literally hanging off of it too. I don't know if you remember that, Rich. Niggas were literally hanging off.
Yeah. Niggas was raging at that fucking show. It was amazing. Let me see here. I'm just checking something real quick, fellas, if it'll load. Also, Cali Uchis will be there. Hey, bro. Let me Big see here. Big fan.
Yeah, your music is fire.
Oh, my God. Yeah, nah, Trey wasn't lying. These niggas is taxing for these goddamn tickets. Mm-hmm. Holy shit. Oh my God. These niggas is taxing, bro.
This is wild.
I'm disgusted.
This year or for next year?
This is for the March 3rd one in Worcester, bro. I'm looking at these tickets, nigga. And these niggas is charging like $250.
Bro, you better hope the country stays open enough to even have these concerts.
Bro, that's what I'm banking on, niggas. If this shit shuts down, none of these niggas get to see it. I'm gonna be honest.
Nigga said, if I can't see it, nobody can.
None of you niggas is seeing this bitch. that's a fact. Let me see here. I need to stop looking at these damn tickets because this is gonna give me anxiety, bro. I'm not paying no more than like
OD. It's fucking wild. And like I didn't even look at like the nosebleed seats because I'm not going to sit mad far away. I'm going
I get you.
I mean, I get it, but like what's the fun in that?
Yeah. To be
mad far away from everything. You can't see shit.
Right.
Actually, if you do a little searching, you can find a ticket for like $130. It's not super far. I'm gonna be honest. I'm on here right now. I think he's about to make me buy a Tyler the Creator ticket on the pod live right now. Before them scalpers get all over this.
They were when I first looked at it. When I looked, the same section that I'm looking at now was 368. Now it's like 250.
You know, I'm sure it's those first day sales.
Yeah.
Niggas
was like, buy them all. Buy them all now.
I'm still not paying 250. I might pay 200, but 250 now.
Heard you. You need to make sure you get on that shit, Brandon, too, when that nigga come out that way.
He's only going to be in Houston, but yeah, I'll definitely.
That's kind of tough. It's a little unfortunate.
It's not that big of a.
No, it's not, but, you know. It's one of those things. Kind of a. How far is Houston from you? Like an hour and some change?
Yeah, like if anything, I just make a weekend out of it. Book a hotel. Yeah,
just make it a trip.
Oh shit, fellas. I'm getting tired. Is there anything else we want to talk about? About ready.
That's all I have.
The pod's going in new directions. We got some ideas we're working on. Mm-hmm. We've been slacking because you know life that should be happening.
Nigga.
Shit is intense.
That's one thing about life. It's always changing. Situations is evolving. So you'll hear more from us, but we're going to try and get back on a more consistent grind and just, you know, we're doing new things. So just keep an eye out for us and, you know, where to find us. Not Here to Be Right on Twitter, Instagram. You know, hit us up. Check us out. Share with your friends. Share, like, follow.
What you think?
Also, if for some reason you hear us talking about anime or a comic book we're reading and you want to join in and read and watch with us, do it. Or if you got your own suggestion for a comic book for us to read after the fact, let us know. We're open. Eternals is only 6 issues, so real light work. Real light.
I mean, you're already done, so yeah.
I know, I am. I actually started reading some other shit. I started reading Venom, and my God, is it funny.